Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Einstein, His Life and Universe by Walter Isaacson is a wide-ranging biography that traces Albert Einstein from his unconventional childhood through his rise as a patent clerk turned revolutionary, physicist and, later, an international public figure. Drawing on the historical record and Einstein's correspondence as commonly described in biographies, Isaacson connects the man's personality to the ideas that reshaped modern science. The narrative pays attention not only to the breakthroughs behind special and general relativity, but also to the everyday pressures of earning a living, navigating friendships and romances, and coping with fame. Just as importantly, the book situates Einstein in the turbulent politics of the early 20th century, including war, nationalism, and the displacement of European intellectual life. The result is an account that treats genius as something built from curiosity, stubborn independence, and a willingness to challenge accepted assumptions, while also acknowledging the contradictions and costs in Einstein's personal life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a rebellious mind shaped by childhood, education, and temperament. A central theme in Isaacson's portrait is that Einstein's scientific originality was inseparable from his character. The biography emphasizes how an early discomfort with rigid authority, a preference for self-directed study, and an attraction to clear first principles helped form his adult approach to problems. Rather than presenting genius as a mysterious gift, the book highlights habits that can be understood: intense focus, relentless questioning, and an ability to ignore social pressure when it conflicted with logic. Isaacson also shows how Einstein's early struggles to fit into conventional academic pathways pushed him toward independent thinking. Limited prospects and an unconventional career start did not merely delay success, they trained him to work outside established institutions and to trust his own reasoning. This topic also covers the social and cultural setting of Central Europe, where debates about modernity, nationalism, and identity shaped intellectual life. By following Einstein's formative years, the book frames later breakthroughs as extensions of a long-standing temperament skeptical of dogma, hungry for conceptual clarity, and willing to appear difficult or out of step if that was the price of intellectual honesty. Secondly, the miracle year and the leap to special relativity. The book devotes substantial attention to the period when Einstein, working outside the university system, produced papers that transformed physics. Isaacson explains the conceptual puzzles that mattered at the time, especially the conflict between classical mechanics and electromagnetism, and how Einstein pursued solutions by rethinking basic assumptions about time and simultaneity. The narrative uses accessible explanations of thought experiments and the insistence that the laws of physics should look the same to all observers in uniform motion. From this foundation, the account describes the consequences that made the work so disruptive: time dilation, length contraction, and a new relationship between energy and mass. Beyond the science, Isaacson emphasizes process. Einstein's progress depended on mental imagination, mathematical support when needed, and an ability to simplify complicated debates into a few decisive principles. The biography also explores how reception unfolded, showing that recognition was gradual and often mediated by other scientists who translated and tested the ideas. This topic captures the blend of solitary creativity and scientific community that turns startling insights into accepted theory. Thirdly, general relativity and the reshaping of gravity, space, and cosmology. Isaacson presents general relativity as both a conceptual and personal marathon, contrasting it with the faster breakthroughs of earlier years. The book explains how Einstein moved from special relativity to a broader theory that included acceleration and gravity. Guided by the equivalence principle and the goal of describing gravity as geometry rather than a force in the Newtonian sense, readers are walked through the high-level logic of curved space-time, why mass and energy influence geometry, and how that geometry guides motion. The biography also highlights the collaborative and competitive landscape, including the role of mathematicians and fellow physicists whose tools and criticisms shape the final formulation. A key part of the story is how empirical confirmation and public spectacle intertwined, as early tests of predictions helped propel Einstein to worldwide fame. Isaacson connects the scientific triumph to the larger emergence of modern cosmology, including the opening of new questions about the universe on the larger scales. The topic illustrates that even for a celebrated genius, the hardest work involved years of revision, frequent setbacks, and the humility to adopt better methods. Fourthly, love, family, and the complicated ethics of private life. While the book celebrates Einstein's intellectual achievements, it also spends time on the human costs and contradictions in his relationships. Isaacson depicts a life in which intense devotion to ideas often competed with emotional availability and family stability. The biography explores how partnerships and marriages were shaped by practical needs, ambition, and the social expectations of the era, and it does not treat personal life as a mere footnote. Instead, it suggests that the same traits that aided scientific originality, such as single-minded focus and independence, could strain intimacy and responsibility. The story addresses the pressures of travel, professional demands, and public attention, all of which affected family dynamics. This topic also brings out ethical ambiguity. Einstein emerges neither as saint nor villain, but as a person capable of generosity and charm alongside detachment and poor judgment. By presenting these complexities, Isaacson encourages readers to think about how society constructs heroic narratives and what gets omitted when we separate achievements from character. The result is a fuller, more uncomfortable, and ultimately more instructive portrait of a famous life. Lastly, politics, pacifism, and the scientist as a public figure in a violent century, Einstein's rise to global celebrity placed him at the intersection of science, media, and politics, and Isaacson uses this to examine how intellectual authority functions in public life. The biography follows Einstein's shifting responses to war and nationalism, including his advocacy for peace, his concern about militarism, and the tension between idealism and historical reality. The book also depicts the impact of anti-Semitism and political extremism on European academic culture and on Einstein's personal security, contributing to his eventual relocation and new role in the broader international community. Another major element is the moral burden associated with modern physics in an age of mass destruction. Isaacson explores the dilemmas faced by scientists, whose work can be applied beyond their intentions, and how Einstein wrestled with responsibility, influence, and limits. The narrative shows that Einstein's public interventions were sometimes persuasive and sometimes controversial, but they were rarely indifferent. This topic ultimately examines the idea of citizenship for thinkers, how to speak with moral clarity without oversimplifying, how to engage politically without sacrificing rigor, and how fame can amplify both wisdom and misunderstanding. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want more than a simplified legend of genius, including curious general readers, students of science and history, and anyone interested in how creativity develops under real-world constraints. It is also valuable for leaders and makers who want to see how independent thinking and persistence can coexist with error, doubt, and personal limitation. The main life benefit is perspective. Isaacson's narrative encourages readers to practice first principles reasoning, to question assumptions that feel untouchable, and to recognize that breakthrough work often comes from patient iteration rather than sudden inspiration. At the same time, it offers a cautionary view of how ambition and obsession can damage relationships, making it relevant beyond science. Compared with many biographies of Einstein, this one stands out for its balance of ideas and context. It does not treat the physics as a barrier, yet it also avoids turning Einstein into a mere collection of anecdotes. By connecting scientific concepts to the cultural and political storms of the 20th century, the book delivers a richer explanation of why Einstein mattered and why his era still shapes ours. For readers choosing among Einstein biographies, it offers an unusually complete combination of narrative drive, intellectual clarity, and historical scope. If you would like to support Walter Isaacson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.